What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The John Cordray Show, number 62. Today I'm talking about panic attacks, and are they real? Or are people just making them up? Are they just being overdramatic? I'm talking about, are panic attacks real? Coming up in The John Cordray Show. Welcome back to The John Cordray Show. My name is John Cordray, and I am a national certified therapist, and I'm the calm expert. And this show is all about ways to help you learn to keep calm from stress to anxiety, from anger to depression. And I want to help you learn and help you build that confidence that you need to be the person that you really want to be free of the burden that your depression or anxiety causes you. And today I want to talk about panic attacks, and specifically, are they real? Are panic attacks real? But before I get to that, I wanted to let you know about my YouTube channel that I just started. And my channel is very much like my podcast in that it's video about 5 minutes or so long. And they're each episode is about a topic related to keeping calm. And I want to direct you to my YouTube channel because this topic that I'm talking about on my podcast, I also talk about in my YouTube channel on a video. And under the same title, are panic attacks real? So I would encourage you to go to my website at johncordray.com, and you can subscribe and visit my YouTube channel right there from my website. And this episode of The John Cordray Show is brought to you by Keep Calm Academy. Keep Calm Academy is an online 8-week course that I developed to help you learn to keep calm from stress to anxiety to anger to depression, you name it. And the cool thing about it is you can access all of the videos and all of the audio lessons right from your phone. You don't have to go into a session. You don't have to go anywhere. Wherever you're at, could be at work, could be over your lunch hour, and you can access these lessons that will help you learn to keep calm. So go to keepcalmacademy.com, or you can go to my website at johncordray.com and learn how you can start keeping calm for whatever you're struggling with today. So are panic attacks real? Or are people just making it up? Are they being overly dramatic? And if you ever wondered if panic attacks are real, my guess is you have never experienced anxiety yourself. Maybe you don't get it. Maybe you don't understand what it's like for somebody to have anxiety. And so I think a logical thought process would be, are panic attacks really real? Is it really a thing, or is it just someone being overly sensitive and dramatic And maybe it's the type of person that they just can't get over certain things. And I want, in this episode, I want to address two types of people. Those of you who question whether or not panic attacks are real. And I also want to talk to those of you who actually have had panic attacks or wonder, has my anxiety produced a panic attack? And so I really want to encourage you to continue listening to this. And perhaps you're listening to this and you're thinking of somebody that might benefit from this episode. Then I would encourage you to forward this or share it with somebody that you know. And I would appreciate that as well. So let me talk to those of you who question if panic attacks are real. Are they really real, or are someone just making it up? Well, I'm a national certified therapist, and I own my private practice, and I will tell you that panic attacks are real. It is an actual diagnosed disability. It's a mental illness. It's a struggle that many people all over the world suffer from, and so many people suffer in silence. There are many people who have panic attacks, but they're afraid to let other people know about it. They don't want to expose their fear in fear that other people will disown them or make fun of them or avoid them. And panic attacks are so real. In fact, we have ways to document panic attacks. And what I mean by that, according to the National Institute of Mental Health, they do statistics about mental health. And one of the things that they studied and researched was panic attacks. And their research shows that 2.7% or nearly 3% of the United States population, and by the way, that is a huge number of people who suffer from panic attacks, documented cases of people who suffer from panic disorder. Panic disorder is an actual disorder that is in the DSM-5. And I'm going to explain a little bit about what a panic attack is in a minute. But I want you to know that panic attacks are real, and more likely than not, you know somebody or you have met somebody who has had a panic attack. You might be surprised to find out. You may not realize that the people that you come in contact at work or other social situations, you have come into contact with somebody with a panic disorder or somebody who has had a panic attack. And if you question the legitimacy of a panic attack, more than likely, you don't understand anxiety. And that's okay. We're not pointing fingers at you, but you just don't understand it. It doesn't mean that you don't want to try to understand it. It just means it's not part of who you are. You've never experienced it. So it's hard to believe something that you've never experienced yourself. So it makes sense that you might question whether or not panic attacks are actually real. But I want to tell you they are real. They are a major problem in the U.S. and all around the world, and it is destroying people's lives. Many people have panic attacks that keeps them from going to work. It keeps them from going out of their house. It is a fear that's distorted, but it's a real fear that controls the person. And it's a real struggle, and it's a really can really just get somebody down emotionally. Not just the anxiety, but just the thoughts of the shame and the embarrassment that comes with having panic attacks and anxiety. So if you're listening to this and you questioned, then thank you, first of all, for listening. And I want you to know that panic attacks are documented cases. It is an actual diagnosis in a DSM-5, and I personally have treated people who have had panic attacks and extreme anxiety, and it is real. And I wanted to encourage you to get to know and learn and understand the anxiety and panic attack in the people's in the people that you know that are in your life. Don't judge them. Don't tell them just to get over it, snap out of it. What are you thinking? Don't tell them, oh, just think positive thoughts and you'll be fine. Don't do that. That's not helpful. If anything, those can be more destructive. But what would be most helpful for you is to learn all that you can about the panic attacks and go to the person that perhaps you know who has panic attacks and say, you know what? I'm not here to judge you. I may not understand it. I've never experienced it myself, but I want to help you. I want to learn how I can help you. And so will you please tell me what I can do to be there for you? That is helpful. To learn all that you can, to be educated, to not judge or ridicule or make someone feel less of a person because they have panic attack. And you volunteering, I want to help, I want to learn from you, tell me what I can do to help you. That's what you can do. That will help tremendously. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to know exactly what to do. But just letting that person know that you care about them enough to try to understand where they're coming from. That's huge. Huge. So if you question or ever question the legitimacy of a panic attack, I want to encourage you to get to know about it more. To go to that person that you know who has a panic attack and encourage them. Maybe you've said things that you regret. Maybe you've done things that you shouldn't have done. Well, go to that person and tell them, you know what? In the past, I didn't get it. I didn't understand it, or maybe I didn't believe you. But I believe you now, and I want to ask your forgiveness for making you feel like a bad person because you have panic attacks. And I want to start over. I want to do over. I want to help you. So let's walk through this journey together. That is powerful. That would be powerful. So for those of you who have experienced panic attacks, and if I could bring you on my show, I would let you just talk to everybody and share and say, yes, panic attacks are real. And let me tell you what they're doing to my life. They're destroying my life and my relationships. I don't want panic attacks. I don't want the anxiety, but I have it, and it runs my life, and I hate the anxiety. I bet you would probably say something like that, right? You would probably say how much the panic attacks are ruining your life, and that they are so real, and they're so powerful that sometimes it keeps you from getting out of the house. It prevents you from going to work. And if you're listening to this and you're wondering, well, what exactly is a panic attack like? What are the symptoms of a panic attack? Well, I'll say that many people confuse panic attacks with having a heart attack. And the reason why is because even though it's an emotional attack, the anxiety, the panic attack is emotional, it can affect your body. You cannot separate your emotions with your physical body. You just can't. So the two work in tandem. So the anxiety it produces, and a lot of times it's triggered by something, and sometimes it just comes out of the blue, just catches us off guard. And that panic just surges through your body, and you get this rapid heart rate. Your heart starts to beat really fast and weird. It makes your mind just race and you're not thinking straight, and maybe you get dizzy. You feel like something bad is going to happen, but you can't explain it. You can't talk about it. It just feels like something horrible is going to happen, and you have to run out of the room or wherever you're at. You start to get sweaty. You might feel nauseous. Your blood pressure may rise. And it can really affect your body. It's anxiety times 10. And typically a panic attack lasts about 10 minutes long. Typically. If you have a panic disorder, you might have multiple panic attacks throughout the day. And it can really really get you down. You can get depressed. You can feel shamed. You can feel embarrassed, especially if you have a panic attack in public. If you're on a bus and you have a panic attack, people watch you. At least that's what you're thinking. If you're on an airplane and you have a panic attack, you feel like everybody is staring at you. When you're at work and you have a panic attack, you look around and see how many people can hear you because you're self-conscious, right? And you don't want anyone to know. You want to hide it and keep it from everybody because you're afraid that if they find out, they know, they'll think that you're weak. They'll think that you're weird. They'll think that you're less of a person and you feel shamed. You're ashamed that you have panic attacks. That's what panic attack does. Not only are they real, they're a real problem. We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
And this problem's not talked about enough. That's why I've devoted my life to come out in on my podcast and on my YouTube channel and on Periscope and all these different things that I do online over the year. This past year, I have done this because my passion is to help people keep calm and get the word out and get the message out and to break that stigma of mental illness out there and that it's not wrong. You're not weird. You're not a second-class citizen because you have a mental illness. And so over this past year, it's been an amazing ride, an amazing journey of doing my podcast and going into live streaming. And then I went to speak at a conference. And now my YouTube channel is starting. And I am becoming an online influencer in the mental health industry. And I love it. That's not why I started it. But it makes sense because not many people are getting the word out there. There's not enough therapists. There's not enough people to spread the word and to get this out there to the masses all around the world and say, if you have a panic attack or a high anxiety, it's okay. You're not weird. You just need to get help. And by the way, anxiety is highly treatable. It is. So I want to encourage you, if you have had panic attacks and you have anxiety and you've had those thoughts, I'm sure, that inner critic, it tells you that you are weird and nobody cares about you. You better keep this quiet because you'll lose all your friends if you tell them. But I want to encourage you to share it with people that you trust. Don't go onto the bus and say yell it out to everybody. Hey, everybody, I'm having a panic attack. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am suggesting, if you feel like you're alone and you feel like nobody really knows and they may not understand, then I want you to think about some people in your life that you trust and share it with them. I know it could be, you might be afraid of doing that, but I think you'll find that when you share it with somebody, they're going to want to understand, they're going to be caring. They're not going to judge you like you probably think they are. By you thinking that they're going to judge you, you're judging them. You're assuming them. You're assuming the worst in them. And that you don't want them to assume the worst in you. So one of the ways I think, and probably the most powerful way, that we'll be able to get the word out and get this message out and help break that stigma is that the individual people who suffer take the courageous and brave step in telling other people about their story, about their journey. And all it takes is talking to one person at a time. If all of you who are listening to this right now, who have never said anything about your anxiety, if you pick one person today or tomorrow and share with them in confidence that you suffer from panic attacks or anxiety, that would be amazing. Do you know how many people would start to learn about anxiety and how real it really is and what they can do to help? Do you know how many people would not feel in isolation? A lot. It just starts with one. And I want to encourage you to be that one to start. And if you do, if you share your journey or your struggle with somebody that you trust, would you let me know how it goes? I would love to know that. There's lots of ways to find me. And probably the best way is go right to my website at johncordray.com. And let me know, did you tell somebody? How'd it go? And I love hearing from people. And people email me or they tweet me. Lots of different ways that they can talk to me. And they contact me from all over the world. And it's truly a humbling experience for me. Because I just want to get the word out, but I think there are so many people who resonate with what I have to say. And being a therapist brings a little bit more authority to the topic. And I am honored. I'm honored to be one of the online influencers in the mental health industry. I love it. And I want to continue that. And the one thing that would encourage me is if you were to reach out and just say, hey, thank you for that episode. It helped out a lot. Or you really challenged me in this issue. That would mean a lot to me. And so I would be honored if you did that. So how is this knowledge of this episode going to affect you? How is it going to change you? Is it going to change you? Maybe you are the ones that wondered if panic attacks are really real. Has it changed you in any way? Has it given you some new insight or challenged you on what to do or what not to do? If you have panic attacks and anxiety, has this episode helped you in some way or encouraged you in some way? I hope so. I do. I hope so. And if you are interested and you think you're ready, I want to encourage you and invite you to check out Keep Calm Academy. I put my heart and soul into this online academy. It's an 8-week course that you take by yourself on your phone and at any time. And once you join, you have access to all of the materials. And there's a lot. There's over 40 lessons inside of Keep Calm Academy. And just go to my website at johncordray.com and check it out. I would invite you to. And if you want to get a little teaser, I have a free course. It's a mini course of 4 lessons. And that's on my website as well. And you can sign up and get a little feel for what the Keep Calm Academy will be like. So that's on my website as well. And I would encourage you to do that. Okay, I'm going to let you go. Don't forget, I would love for you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And again, I'll direct you to my website for that. Everything that I do, it's all on my website. So if you want to contact me, if you want to know my Twitter handle or Periscope or YouTube, it's all on my website at johncordray.com. All right, guys, I really appreciate you listening today. And I want to encourage you and let you know I am here for you. And I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you. And I want you to know that I'm behind you and I support you. So don't forget, I'm a therapist and I'm the calm expert. And this is what I do. And I wouldn't do this. There's no way I would do this if it wasn't for you. And so I thank you. And I think you are awesome and you rock. You rock. All right, take care. Until next time, keep calm.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.